Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Ephesians 4 verse 31 we read, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamour and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." The word for today is the third in a series about what to do when you're going through difficulties. Here's something else Joseph knew that you need to know too. You can't afford the excess baggage of bitterness. After many years, Joseph met his brothers again when they came to Egypt to purchase grain during a drought. As they entered Joseph's presence and bowed before him, Egypt's second in command, they were unable to recognize him. And when Joseph tried to tell them who he was, they were stunned and horrified. He was the brother that they'd tried to kill years earlier, and now he was in a position to do whatever he wished with them. But instead, he forgave them. Why? Because Joseph knew he couldn't afford the excess baggage of bitterness. So what should you do when you're tempted to harbor bitterness? Do what Joseph did. He sustained his faith and hope in God, believed that things would ultimately work out well, and continued his spiritual life. When things go wrong, we often turn our back on the one person we need most, the Lord. When difficulties come our way, we say, "God, why did you allow this to happen?" We start blaming God as if it's his fault, instead of saying, "Lord, please handle this problem." God can take circumstances that are completely bad and turn them around. When people attempt to use situations to destroy you, God can use them to develop you. He delights in turning crucifixions into resurrections. The Bible says in James 4 verse 8, "Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you." God comes by invitation, and as long as you keep talking to him and trusting him, he'll work things out for you. What to do when you go through difficulties, part 3. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.